Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Professor Watson, and you're listening to iMac on Blog Talk Radio. And McCorley owes me 3 checks for this.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. A trait desire. And I.
Of iMac with your host McCorley Matthew, which is me, and my co-host on the line as usual, William Woolly Boy Remo. What's up, Will? How's it going,
hey,
man?
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Thank you for joining us on this show as usual, every night, every Saturday night, I should say. And thank you guys out there for joining this show on this Saturday night. And if you guys want to call in, share any feedback, opinions, or any thoughts, the phone number to call in, as usual, it's 347-308-8626. Again, that's 347-308-8626. So I want to start off by saying I want to thank all my friends, family, for this awesome week that I just had. This past week was my birthday, October 2nd was my birthday.
Just kidding.
And it was a great week, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. So I appreciate all the birthday shout-outs, your birthday messages, you know, gifts and treats. It was a great week. You know, I'm definitely grateful to have such great friends and family. And thank you, Will, also, for all the birthday messages. You know, I think you messaged me like 4 times. Happy birthday.
I think twice, but
you know, through text, messenger, in person, over the phone.
Right. That is true. So
yeah, so, you know. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you also. But yeah, it was a great week. Definitely looking. Well, this upcoming week is some more post B-Day stuff that I have.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm very thankful. So I want to thank everybody out there who wished me a happy birthday.
You deserve it.
Yeah, man. It was great. But I want to start off. I was watching the playoffs. You know, the Yankees. Right now, they're playing the Twins. Well, the game just finished, game 2. They ended up beating the Twins 8-2. What was the score? 8-2 or 8-1?
8-2.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know what day it is today?
October 5th.
Yeah. But it's also known as, it's not only known as Rusev Day, but it's also known as Glaber Day.
Oh, well, every day is Glaber Day. I mean,
isn't that the same thing for Rusev Day also? They coincide. They coincide with each other somehow. They're always on the same days somehow.
I guess it is. You know.
But I guess Rusev doesn't mind sharing. The same day with him because one, his wife left them for some apparent reason, and two,
yeah.
Like a good Glaber, Taurus is there. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, man. Glaber, well, he had a great game 1 the other night, you know. Got us that big win, which the Yankees, you know, destroyed the Twins 10-4. And they win tonight, and they're up 2-0 in this series. So they're looking to sweep the Twins here on Monday, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
In the Twin City.
Twin City, yeah. Well, the same old Twins, man. With that win... with this win today, the Twins have lost 15 straight in the postseason and 12 straight against the Yankees. That's complete dominance, man.
Yeah, man.
I thought it'd be different. You know, I thought the Twins would be a challenge, but it's the same old Twins.
Yeah, man. I bet they wish, Curry Puckett was still playing.
Yeah, that 90,
you know,
that whole 91 team.
Yep.
91 is when they won the World Series, right?
Yeah, 87 and 91.
91, okay.
Yeah, just like the Mets, they're 2-time world champions.
Oh, yeah. You always feel like you have to bring in the Mets for this.
I have to. I mean, the
Somehow,
Yankees
always
talk about that 27 time. You know, I got to remind them that, you know, Mets is a multi-time champion too. You know?
Yeah, but the Mets aren't playing. That's the thing.
Yes, they are. You don't watch the news, man. They're playing golf, man. And they fired Mickey Callaway, so that's a win. That's 2 wins right there.
Oh man, come on, man, come on! People are worrying about the Yankees right now. Okay,
they want.
It's all about the Yankees right now. Okay,
and they beat and Pete Alonso single-handedly beat Tiger Woods in the Mets 25 versus Tiger Woods in golf. So you know, Mets are actually getting good. You know, they always, you know, ever since 2016, they've been always, you know, playing golf. So
yeah, well,
they really got good at it, you know.
Hey, keep improving that golf game, I guess.
Hey, hopefully we're so good that we won't even, you know, if they could get Showalter or Girardi or Madden, they won't have to qualify for the golf tournament anymore, the Masters, you know. They could just, you know, play
the PGA Tour.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. You know,
hey,
I would like to see a World Series tour more so than a PGA Tour, but. You know, it is what it is. You know,
whatever floats the Mets' boats. I mean, if that's, you know.
As long as we're playing meaningful games in October, you know, whether it's a baseball field or, you know, golf course, hey, you know, let's just put some pennants, you know, into the field.
Well, you know, I mentioned the Yankees one. Right now, the Astros, which might be the Yankees' potential foe in the next round.
They would be.
Oh, hopefully, you know, you don't know. The Rays, you know, they're not a pushover. You know, these Rays, you know, they find a way to win games every season. You know, they're not one of these high-paying teams like the Red Sox, Yankees, or Dodgers. You know, they're they're one of these
pesky teams.
Yeah, small market teams that find a way to, you know, scout, get good players, and they win every year.
Kind of like the team they eliminated. The Oakland A's.
Yeah, exactly.
During
exactly.
the Billy Bean era, you know, they've been money balling and finding diamonds in the rough and finding a way to make it to the postseason.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, you got to give them kudos for that. You know, Rays have been doing it for the last decade now. You know, successful. So, but I hope they can eliminate Astros because I mean, that, you know, I don't want to play the Astros. I mean, you got three great pitchers on their team. That's going to be tough. So I'd rather face the Rays in the next round than the Astros for sure.
I hear you.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, so you have the MLB playoffs right now, going on right now. Yesterday you had the premiere of WWE Friday Night SmackDown on Fox. I was switching between that and the Yankee game.
And
so I saw the beginning
golf.
And the middle. Huh?
And Mets golf.
No, not Mets golf. Just Yankees and the Friday Night SmackDown. Wanted to check that out because it's the first time that WWE was on Fox since like Superstars and Main Event days, like in the 90s. You know, so like brought me back memories of watching WWE on Fox back in the day. So you had to come back, not only Fox, but you had to come back on a Friday night. You know, when was the last time SmackDown was on a Friday night? It was like years ago.
A few years ago, at least 5 years ago or so.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, you know, I checked that out, and Mr. SmackDown himself made a return, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Highlight of the day.
Yeah, so
for me and
the
millions.
Yep.
And millions.
And it was great to see him back. You know, he mocked King Corbin Baron a little bit there. I got some audio to play of that. Let me see.
And
it was
finally
interacted
with Becky Lynch.
Oh yeah, right. Becky Lynch came in the ring also. She even you know, took turns. They both took turns mocking him pretty much in the ring. So let me play a clip of that and then we'll talk about it some more.
I mean, Becky. Everyone here knows who should be starting this show off, and it's the King. Do you really think you're still the man?
Take one more step and we'll find out.
Your home anymore. You're no longer the great one. As a matter of fact, you're looking at the great one. You're looking at the most electrifying king in sports entertainment. Excuse me, Beck. Can I take this for a second? I take this one. Thank
By
you
all
so
means.
Much. Just because you won King of the Ring, it doesn't actually make you a king. And it certainly sure as hell doesn't make you want to walk around here dressing like a 35-year-old virgin hanging out at Comic-Con. No. So you got to get it in your head. See, Becky Lynch is the man. However, you don't see Becky Lynch walking around here holding a pair of testicles, do you?
But if I did, they'd be a whole lot bigger than yours.
My testicles are perfectly adequate. And I'm the king, so I'll dress however I want. I'll do whatever I want because I'm superior to you. I am superior to you. I am superior to all of you. And the way I see it is this city only has one king, and it sure as hell is not LeBron James. Is that what you think? Yeah, that's exactly.
It doesn't matter what you think.
You're legit. You won Money in the Bank. You won King of the Ring. You retired Kurt Angle. Look, you're a badass.
Are you trying to say he's a super tough dude?
Because you're a super tough dude. In 3 seconds, these people are going to be chanting something that they think every time they see you. STD.
Super tough dude, Cole.
That's what happens when you come out and you insult the jabroni beating, pie eating, trail blazing, eyebrow raising, from Los Angeles all the way to Japan. You're getting ready to get your monkey ass whooped by The Rock and the Man.
There's no way to treat royalty. Get out of there, King. Oh, look at this. What a valiant warrior. Oh, no.
It's Becky going right after Corbin. And Becky and The Rock working in tandem. Oh. And The Man going to get involved with her patented leg drop. And here it comes. The most electrified move in all of entertainment. The people's elbow. Followed up by The Rock Bottom.
I love you, SmackDown. If you're some man, what The Rock is cooking.
That is quite the way to kick off Friday Night SmackDown on Fox.
So there it is. So Rock and Becky, they mock King Corbin, and then they give him a whoop ass. They whoop his ass pretty much.
I only have one negative thing I have to say about that skit. I mean, it was easily to me the best moment of the night. You know, most memorable thing, funny as heck. Even Baron Corbin stepped up his game, even though he was owned by The Rock and Becky Lynch. But to his credit, he did step up his game, especially with his balls being quite adequate. That was a very funny line.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta give him credit. He stepped up his game, but Rock still owned him, of course. And Becky even got him with that if she did show her, she did walk out with a ball, it would still be, well, yeah, I mean, it's tied to what he said, now that I think about it. But, yeah. However, my biggest pet peeve of that whole segment was when Becky Lynch did the leg drop, and Michael Cole said, there she goes again with that patented leg drop. I'm like, are you serious? Like, that patented leg drop? I've never seen her do a leg drop in my life. I've seen her do the Bexploder. Obviously, she does the disarmer,
right.
Finisher, but the leg drop, they're acting like, oh my, is she Hulk Hogan? Like, seriously, we've been following this chick for like
I've
4 or 5 years. Have you ever seen her do a leg drop?
Nope.
And the patented leg, I don't have a problem with her doing the leg drop. I'm like, my beef is with Michael Cole. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? She don't do it patented. That's not a signature move she does. Like,
yeah, that's new to me.
the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, unless she plans on using it, you know, in future matches, maybe.
Well, that'd be great if she does.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Because she really doesn't. Yeah, I mean, that could be, yeah, she could do that. I mean, she doesn't, it's not even in her repertoire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she could have a third, you know, finisher.
That's, yeah.
You know, or a signature move. I mean, but saying that's her patented move, I mean, that's a little premature there.
Yeah, unless he forgot. I don't know.
Shoot. It's crazy.
You know, the other highlight of SmackDown, I guess, was, of course, the end of the show when Kofi against Brock Lesnar. WWE ended up doing Kofi dirty by making him lose in, what, 10 seconds?
Nine. According to them, 9 seconds, but it seemed like it was like 6 seconds to me.
Yeah.
But apparently it was... Apparently it was 9 seconds, you know. I mean, because that was ridiculous. I mean, like, I think I told you, I texted you this. I was like, we know Kofi's going to lose. I mean, it was a done deal he was going to lose. But damn, son, this dude couldn't even have, like, a 15-minute match. You know what I mean? Because they were even teasing, like, oh, you know, Brock Lesnar, he doesn't do good against small guys, which is true in recent history. You know, Brock Lesnar, to his credit, he... You know, he has, you know, he sold for the guys like AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, you know, Seth Rollins. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He sells the moves, you know. Obviously,
right.
He takes him to Suplex City, and then, you know, they injure his legs or low blows him, and then they go on a little run to try to make the fans believe that, hey, maybe they might upset Brock Lesnar. And obviously, Seth Rollins did it twice this year. So, you know, we're thinking, you know, they would do that for Kofi. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Kofi, because Kofi, the way how Kofi has been portrayed by WWE, ever since he won at WrestleMania, it was a paper champion. They're never going to admit it. But if you see the way how they promote Seth Rollins and they promote him, you could clearly see he's a second-class citizen, you know, when Seth Rollins is there in the eyes of Vince McMahon. You could clearly see it.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then even his feud with Randy Orton, like at SummerSlam, he won by DQ. Like, that was a whole feud that was built, organically built, because he had a feud with Orton, you know, based on the whole MSG, you know, off the, you know, diving off the top, you know, onto the table, which you saw firsthand,
mm-hmm.
at MSG. So they had a naturally organic thing, and then you top that off with the whole stupid thing, which wisely they tapped back into that, you know, Randy Orton criticizing him, you know, in the ring. So it was a naturally organic thing. But then for them to make him win by disqualification tainted his title reign. So then you think, okay, Kofi's going to go out in a blaze of glory against Brock Lesnar. Nope, 9 seconds. Like, don't get me wrong. If Brock Lesnar beat John Cena or Randy Orton like that, which he has, but obviously he didn't beat them in like 9 or 10 seconds. You know, he systematically just demolished them with suplexes, Suplex City. You know, but damn, this is Kofi Kingston's first and most likely only title reign.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He's trying to build a legacy that he's a credible champion. You know what I'm saying? But damn, 9 seconds? Vince, tell me how you really feel about this dude. You didn't want this dude to have the title. If it wasn't for the fans backing Kofi Kingston to the point that they would revolt, you know what I mean, and start watching the product. That's the only reason why Kofi Kingston got the title on his waist at WrestleMania. Let's be real.
Oh yeah.
They were giving it to Ali that opportunity if Ali didn't get hurt, which Orton alluded to in the feud too. So come on.
Yeah, the fans wanted Kofi to get the shot, and he finally got his title shot, won the title, and. Yeah, and he's had it since WrestleMania, but to make him lose like that to Brock Lesnar, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like I said, we all know Kofi was going to lose to Brock Lesnar. It was a done deal. But, geez, at least let him look tough or gritty. And then, oh, yeah, here's another thing that made me PO'd also. He's coming into the ring like it's a regular match, you know, coming with a new day, you know, throwing pancakes in the ring, and then he gets his butt kicked. Like, I mean, seriously? Like, seriously, they could have had Big E and Xavier throw the pancakes around. I mean, to be honest with you, they shouldn't even be throwing pancakes, period. Because they're trying to, you know, sell this guy as a tough dude, you know, who knows this is business. You know, this ain't no regular match. This is a match that's going to solidify his reign and, you know, his legacy. But
it
nope.
Be more serious. Yeah.
Come on. Throwing I keep saying donuts. Maybe New Day's is gonna add that to their repertoire.
Pancakes.
Who knows?
Pancakes. Yeah.
Yeah, they keep throwing the pancakes. Shoot. And
yeah,
then he just get his butt kicked. You know what I'm saying? This isn't Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. You know what I mean? Like, there's a shock factor. And, you know, of course, these guys are, you know, WWE. Well, Goldberg is a WWE Hall of Famer. Brock Lesnar, obviously, he's going in, of course. There's no doubt about that. You know what I'm saying? And they've had title reigns before.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Kofi Kingston, this is his only title shot. And it ends so abruptly like that? Come on.
Yeah, that was not the way to do it. You know, make him lose like that and to have Brock Lesnar pick him up like a rag doll and just what's Lesnar's move?
The F5
and pin him. You know,
I know, man. What's he with the F5? You knew it was done. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You knew it was done.
Hopefully Kofi gets a rematch, you know, at the next pay-per-view. But
yeah,
right,
he's gonna get a rematch. He is gonna get a rematch. But who the hell does legit think he's gonna take the title back from Brock Lesnar so quickly, if ever?
Well, right now it looks like that rematch might have to stall a bit because Cain Velasquez, who beat Lesnar in MMA, after Lesnar beat Kofi, Velasquez came in the ring and attacked Lesnar a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it looks like that there might be a future match between them, a future WWE match this time.
And that's
maybe
what the whole
Survivor Series possibly. Who knows?
And that's what the whole Rey Mysterio and Dominik beatdown on Raw was all about.
Right.
You know, to set it up because, you know, Cain Velasquez is of Mexican descent. And, of course, Rey Mysterio is, you know, Mexican-American. So they wanted to tie that back together. And I think it's a brilliant move. But I didn't think they should do Kofi as a sacrificial lamb like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have did that better. They could have, at the minimum, gave us a 10-15-minute match. You know, make Kofi go on a little run. And, you know, he get F5. Even if Kofi gets Suplex City, like, 20 times, at least show Kofi trying to build
match.
A comeback. You know what I'm saying? And if he gets F5, make him fall out of the ring, roll out of the ring instinctively.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then after when he hits it again, you know, eventually after he just toys with him or whatnot, or Kofi kind of fights back a little bit, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Jeez. 9-second match.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that's not the way to do Kofi, man. Kofi, he earned that title, and then you make him lose like that? I mean, come on, man.
And that's my problem with WWE, man. It's like, they can have a good pay-per-view event. They can have a good show. They can have good matches, and then they have a screwy ending that just ruins it. It just ruins, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, well, you know, despite that, I thought Friday Night SmackDown was off to a great start. I thought it was a good start to the whole Friday Night SmackDown series.
That's not
starting yet. So I'm excited to see what they come up with the next week now, especially with this draft coming up on Monday. You know, to see who moves, who stays.
Well, it's gonna start next week's SmackDown.
Oh, next
this
week.
Coming week SmackDown, and then it's gonna continue the next Monday after this one coming up in a few days.
Oh, okay, so it's not this Monday. It's gonna be on this upcoming Friday, pretty much.
Yeah, this upcoming Friday, and then the Monday Night Raw after that. Because
okay.
You know they as you can see, they're trying to build SmackDown up to being the A show now, which, you know, I mean, it's about time, you know,
yeah,
that they're doing that.
Well, you know, SmackDown, Raw, you know, over the years they've gone back and forth. You know, sometimes SmackDown's a better show, sometimes Raw, sometimes SmackDown, you know, so.
Especially when Heyman
could
was
be on an equal balance, you know.
Especially when Heyman was running it, like, in 04 to 05. Raw was being promoted as the A show, but the matches were way better on SmackDown around that time. So.
Oh yeah. But you know, we'll see. Right now, SmackDown, you know, so far so good. You know,
yeah.
On Fox for the first night.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
But moving on from that, there's another battle going on. It's not in WWE or in boxing. It's in the rap industry. Shaq versus Dame Dolla. I don't know if you've heard about this. Shaq and Damian Lillard refers to himself as Dame Dolla.
Mm.
You know, that's his rap alter ego. And
well, it's better than me refer to as Dame Judi Dench if you're not the actress.
What was that?
No. No, him referring to himself as Dame Dolla is a lot better than calling himself, the Dame Judi Dench if he's not the actress.
Yeah, well, he calls himself Dame Dolla, and, you know, that's his rap alter ego. And he went on Joe Budden's podcast recently, and Joe Budden, I guess, asked him, you know, who's the better rapper, you or Shaq? And I guess, you know, Damian Lillard said he's a better rapper because, you know, when – you think of Shaq, you know, you don't think of Shaq as a rapper. You think of him as just Shaq, you know. You can't take him seriously.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, so Shaq took offense to that, and Shaq released a diss, a freestyle diss, against towards the Damian Lillard. And he posted it on Twitter or Instagram, I forget, but he also, like, posted a video of him, of like a puppet of himself rapping. And then at the end, you see Shaq pop up from behind the couch, and he has, like, this evil look on his face with a grin. So he dissed Damian Lillard in response to that Joe Budden podcast. So I'll play that for you, and then I'll play Damian Lillard's response to the Shaq freestyle that I'm about to play.
All right.
You think you got better music than Shaq?
I think I rap better than Shaq. People wasn't looking at it like it's a real rapper. It was like that Shaq rapping.
That's Dame rapping. The daddy has to come out of retirement and spank one of these undisciplined children.
Now
it's time to be disciplined.
It's time to put up that belt
and whip a little ass.
Here we go.
Yo, yeah, what's wrong with these little cats? I can tell they little listen to they little raps. Always bragging about they little max contract. Dame Dolla little money when it comes to Shaq. You see this flow, got a little Hall of Fame on it. Dame shoot jumpers, Shaq still banging on it. Are you kidding me, lyrically, not physically, mentally, vividly? Seen it before, you might give it to me. I'm on a yacht in Little Italy, riddle me. When you was young, did you see my MVP like a trilogy? MVP candidates, you are not one. Platinum plaques on my wall, go and get you some. Lyrically, I'm 3-time final MVP. I can't believe some car ball has a team. How you say that you better than these when you ain't got more candidates than these? What you talk about? Legendary, I'm a hip-hop scholar. I'm trying to get a billion, give the fuck about a dollar. Little boys better stay in their place next time they ask you about Shaq, man. Fix your face, this is more. Anybody that know me know I love when they go there. You better Shaq stop talking, you a liar. The baddest baller out of Oakland, J.R. Ryder. Be sure, very patient kid. Ask him when you see him what the diesel gun did. Fanboy should never disrespect the idols. Shaq name is a historical like Jesus in the Bible. Students always talk about they better than a professor. I'm an expensive Lamborghini, you a bounty charged Tesla. Take your time to respond, there is no hurry. You never be Westbrook, never be Steph Curry. Next time you see me, Dame, address me as the emperor. Pull your little tongue out, check your little temperature. I like your little game, yes, I really enjoy you. I'm smoking Portland weed, that shit ain't really good for you. You was a little dirty booty boy up in diapers. My garage is filled with Porsches and bike snipers. I was courtside watching Hulk and Whitey Piper. I was playing with D-Scott, he was the real sniper. I was in the studio with Nas, Big and Jigga. I was even up and over, bumping Too Short. I was on time with
with your partner E-40 from the same place as Red Man, Laura Hill and Naughty. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. I see you love yourself so much you should test yourself. You told the people that you better than Shaq. The time I see you, show me four rings, show me a platinum plaque. Do me a favor, type Shaq and you too. I ain't playing 10 years, they got the same salary as you do. What's in your wallet? American Express and Visa. Talking like you blind, you ain't even Trevor Ariza. If you don't know who I am, check your little sucker. Google me, they say I was a lazy motherfucker. Got enough cash, I could buy your whole team. Ocean, I forgot I own a Sacramento King. If you a fucking rapper game, then what the fuck am I? I'm accomplishments. Can't reach, I'm too high. Call me when you get a back to back to back to back. Why would I wanna be a rapper? Rappers wanna be Shaq. Well, that shit was spanking. Next time I'ma really discipline your ass. Keep my name out your mouth, little boys. I paved the way. Show some respect to the Dunzada. If you the best, just be the best. I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm informed. So the time will come to me. I paved the way. I should kill a kid on militants. If it wasn't for me, it would never be none of y'all. Who was the first with a shoe deal? Huh? Me, that's who. We built this shit, Joe Biden. Me, that's who. Get out of here, little dumbass little boy. What's wrong with y'all? I got kids y'all age. My baby mamas make more than some of y'all make.
So there it is. Shaq went old school in that.
Dang.
You know, he went also. Some of the lines he said in that was, you'll never be Westbrook, never be Steph Curry. Next time you see me, Dame, address me as the emperor. another verse, he says, fanboys, you never disrespect the idols. Shaq game is historical like Jesus in the Bible.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, Shaq went in, man.
He did, bro. Look. One line I heard him say, like, he owned him like the Sacramento King.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, he could have went even further if he said Sacramento Queens. Like, if he went back, if he went with that book, maybe that would have opened up the whole.
Yeah, he went old school that. Well, so that's Shaq's side. So Dame, he called in that, and he released his own diss towards Shaq. Here it is.
Dollar. He say he the GOAT, I come for his body. Plant him cause he bought the copies. Should've just passed me the torch, I got no remorse, I beat him like Rocky. I fill the tank up with diesel, you jealous of me and I see you. Cause on this day, originals just can't fuck with this sequel. I'm new school, got new hits. Space Jam, not blue chips. Hangman, yo shoe shit. Dame 6, I'm too lit. Big name, got big brand, but you corny. Gift bags get purchased. Every time you get horny, then they repo. Love you when you was in beast mode. Loki thought you was a cheat code. Know that you shoot for the cheap hoes. Shoot any work like your freak throws. Know you see my pockets deep, so you flexing ain't really a thing, bro. We both could be working at Kinko's. And Kobe, when you them rings don't owe. Nursery rhymes spitting. Small cars sitting, oh. Icy hot poster boy. TNT snitching you. Big man hating. Mad at my existence. Had a song with Bad Boy. And I'm Jordan to the Pistons. Still getting to the chicken. This ain't nothing new to me. I always been a chosen one. Nothing you could do with me. This what rich looked like before the dough and jewelry. I'm from where Tom Hanks from, but no tomfoolery. Do it for the fam. Ain't no magic, no Kazam. Ain't no flexing for the gram. I'm for real. I promise you don't really want to meddle with me still. All your personalities, real characters could get revealed. We could have did a track together. Just pass the torch. It was lit without you, brother. I was busting off the porch. Call 911, hot. Dusting off the Porsche. Look inside that statue at Staples and find a corpse. Confused at why you barked up the tree. Cause I'ma do ya. Versace on my body, you finally gon' meet Medusa. Don't know if I address you as Shaq or Shaq Fu. Your old head can't see me. He blinded Slick Rick the ruler. Pride all in the way and you know it, you big cocky. Heard my rhymes and quickly turned into a disc jockey. Nigga wanna play with the monster, you big poppy. Was mad at Steph, unanimous trophy, you sick probably. It'd be wise to move on, Aristotle, cause this a gimme. All the money in the world, but traded you for penny. Recorded with the legends of your time, I get with plenty.
Never run from smoke, I'm the type to climb up the chimney. Was really feeling threatened, at least enough to diss me. Should've knew this was a shootout, I could never let you zip me. Said that Max was little, that 250 million crispy. Can't recall you getting that when I was cruising on a 10 speed. This a different era, you the past and you the past. Said yourself that I'm a Tesla, no longer need diesel gas. Kinda like the Cavs, ain't really need diesel ads. And even in Miami, won that on the strength of flash. You had a moment, OG, you the pioneer. But I didn't reach the top at this point and the climb is clear. All my bars is colder than any climate that's near. So if you're looking for the stop to the rain, you can find it here. Feel.
Wow. He destroyed that. He brought up a lot of stuff. Some of the lines he said was, I'm new school, got new hits. Space Jams, not Blue Chips. And Blue Chips was Nick Nolte and Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
Another line says, know that you shoot for the cheap hoes. Shooting need work like your free throws. He took a lot of shots. Another one, we both could be working at Kinko's, and Kobe won you them rings, though. So that's another shot. There was another one I liked. Where is it here? Oh, yeah, this one. He said, I'm from where Tom Hanks from, but no tomfoolery. Do it for the fam. Ain't no magic, no Kazam. Big shots at his movie Kazam.
Oh, man.
The last one, which I like, he said, said yourself that I'm a Tesla, no longer need diesel gas. Kind of like the Cavs ain't really need diesel ass. And even in Miami, won that on the strength of Flash. Flash being Dwayne Wade, of course. So, he took a lot of shots at him there. You know, savage. So, he released another diss track, I think yesterday, at Shaq. He accused Shaq of being a clout-chasing poser who lacks true rap skills. This record is called I Rest My Case. So that's pretty much a nail in the coffin diss towards Shaq. But, Will, you've heard the two disses. Which diss do you like better? Who do you think won?
Wow. I really like Shaq one, but what's his name brought in this one too?
Dame, right?
Yeah.
I gotta agree with you. Dame went in. Shaq went old school with it. And he had his lines. And Dame, like, Dame hit him with some bars. You gotta give Dame. I gotta say Dame is a winner. But now you got, you know, basketball players beefing and rap. It's so weird.
For real.
What next? Nilakita and
Porzingis
and Dennis Smith. Porzingis.
Well, one of them was saying like they want to be what's his name when he come back.
Ooh.
Porzingis. So.
Oh.
So maybe there's something to it.
Hey, maybe. You know, Porzingis and Dirk Nowitzki. Rapping.
Yeah, you know.
Just funny, but anyway, let's get into some other stuff. You know, I was talking about Yankee Stadium earlier, and the Yankees play in the Bronx, of course. And in the Bronx, you also have the Bronx Zoo. There's a story this past week where this crazy woman, she climbed over the fence in the Bronx Zoo, and she walked into the lion's den. And she's, like, face-to-face with the lion, like, you know, several feet away. And she's, like, kind of mocking the lion by dancing and, like, drawing attention. But the lion's just looking at her like, bitch, you better get your ass out of here before I eat you. You know? She just got in there. I don't know how, because I've been to the Bronx Zoo before. I don't think their fences are short enough for you to even climb. So I don't know how the hell she climbed that fence and got in there, but luckily the lion didn't, you know, maul her or kill her. You know, the lion was just staring at her like she's out of her damn mind. So she ended up I think she ended up, you know, leaving without any without being arrested. But since the video circulated through social media, police were able to find her and arrest her. So, just to teach you guys a lesson out there, don't trespass in a zoo, you know. And there's, over several years, the last several years, there's been a lot of people that have been trespassing and going into these, you know, animal areas in the zoo. Like, you know, stay your ass behind the fence. You get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in the Bronx, there's a snake that's loose. Like, one of the snakes, I think, crawled out of their cage, and right now, like, the zoo's trying to find it. So if you happen to go to Bronx Zoo, you might get bitten by a snake out of nowhere, like a Chappelle skit. You know, the snake just
like,
falls on your head. This is crazy stuff, man. But I thought that story was interesting. Another interesting story, what's her face? Clueless. The chick from Clueless, Stacey Dash.
Right.
We used to have a crush on back in the day. Well, at least I don't have had a crush on her.
Of course, yeah, I did too.
Yeah, yeah, she's fine, you know?
Yeah.
Her and Alicia Silverstone. By the way, which one did you like better in Clueless? Did you like the what was her name? Alicia Silverstone's
Amber?
Character.
Cher.
Did you like the one from the TV show or did you like the movie one?
You know, that's a good question.
I thought the one on the TV show was pretty cute.
Yeah, I think I like the one better on the TV, the show better.
Yeah. Me too. I thought she was, you know, cuter than Alicia. You know, I liked Alicia Silverstone back in the day.
Right.
You know, when she played like that teenage babysitter trying to seduce her, a dad. I don't know if you remember that movie, but.
Oh, what was that, Crush, I think?
Crush, there you go.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I had a crush on her in that movie. Was it Crush? And was it her? I'm trying to think. Was it the other actress I'm thinking about? You know what? Let me do research right now. Let me see. Because I know there was another actress that. That was in a similar movie, like Alicia.
It might have been her and Crush, I think.
Let me see. What, you sure it was called Crush?
I think so.
Okay, let me see here. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Crush. You're right. Yeah, it was Crush. But she had like, she was a brunette in that movie. She was in blonde.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know, so I thought she was hot in that movie. You know, could be my teenage babysitter anytime. 1993, it looks like it came out, but Stacey Dash. So she was arrested this past week because allegedly she hit her husband.
Yep.
But it looks like her husband instigated it. You know, she says that her husband hit her, had her in a chokehold. But she's the one that ended up being arrested because, like, her husband had scratch marks on his body, had all these bruises and marks, so she got arrested for it. But now it looks like the charges are going to be dropped against her. So she won't be going to jail or won't be accused of anything. So, and she's still hot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
40s and old. Close to 50, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Still hot. I got to one of these days. I got to do like a Super Babe Bowl, it's a Super Babe Bowl MILF edition.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do that. Like old school, like girls from back in the day, and how they look right now. Like, you know, I got to do like a Super Babe. I think we've done something similar to that with the Mac Madness.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do that for the Super Bowl. So I'll definitely look into it. But yeah, what else? James Franco, he's being sued by former students of his acting school for sexual exploitation and fraud. Like a couple of female students said that he would pressure them into doing nude scenes and doing simulated sexual scenes when they didn't want to, and also simulating oral sex on them, you know, for roles in his movies. And they're suing him for that because they felt it was, you know, exploiting them pretty much. The acting school, I think, has been closed. I don't think it's still open, but I just wanted to bring that to attention that, you know, he's being sued for that. Wasn't there something similar like a few years ago about him? It was something where someone accused him of sexual harassment? When all these Me Too movement incidents were occurring?
I think so.
And then he denied it? I think something like that came out. But so now, now another incident, but, you know, this time not sexual harassment or sexual assault, sexual exploitation. So see where that goes. The same thing with Robert De Niro. An assistant that he fired is suing him now for, like, sexual comments and behavior that he made towards her. You know, he'd make inappropriate comments towards her, and I think he would pee in front of her or something. Some weird allegations that she's claiming. She said that Robert De Niro's friend slapped her on her butt when she was sleeping while Robert De Niro was nearby. So she's suing him for, you know, sexual comments that he's made and discrimination also. Where's this discrimination case coming from, this allegation? I don't know what that's about, but. So, yeah, Robert De Niro getting sued as well. A lot of these celebrities getting sued these days. Can't stay out of trouble. Is Robert De Niro still... is he still married to that black chick?
No, I think they separated and she like took half his money or something like that.
Oh. See, someone should have told him, you know, once you go black, you go broke.
Mm-hmm.
We should have told him that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've heard Travis Scott and Kylie, they're done?
Yep.
Yeah, now Kylie's back on the market. Now we could put her back in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Was she in the Super Bowl this past year? I can't even remember.
I don't remember either.
Because I know I disqualified her for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it was, but, you know, this might reintroduce her back into the Super Bowl. Remember, mm-hmm, a few years ago, she was the highest prospect since LeBron James. You know, and like it was looking like she might win a Super Bowl every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if she gets back this upcoming year, you definitely have to like give her, you know, you definitely have to like make her the strong contender to win it all. Because Cardi B can't win it every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but. It looks like her and Travis Scott, they split. And there's been rumors that they broke up because of cheating in that relationship. But both Travis and Kylie deny it. They just wanted to focus on life, music, and their family. But just haven't been together. So right now they're just focusing on their child. And they remain... I don't know, what's the word? They remain
what's the word? Like amicable, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. So for the sake of their child.
Mhm. And the sake of Macaulay.
You know, she needs a man, I'll step up.
Yeah, that's what I said. For the sake of Macaulay, you know, that's why he's being in there, so you won't take over, you know, his role as being a dad and, you know, end up paying his child support. So,
first of all, Kylie makes more than me, all right? She makes way more than me. So there's no way I'd be paying child support for anything, ever. I'd be like a male gold digger. pretty much.
Yeah, I don't think that would help your case of dating her by you saying that.
Hey, well, yeah, you know, she has more money, so, I bang her and get her money, pretty much. Shit. So that's Kylie and Travis Scott. Wanted to say rest in peace to Diane Carroll.
Right.
A TV trailblazer, an Oscar nominee. She passed away at the age of 84 from cancer. Yeah, a lot of people know her from her roles on Dynasty, where she became a big name. Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
She was one of the prominent black actresses in Hollywood.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, and she passed away, and she was still looking good at age 84. I was like, damn, that's a gilf.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, rest in peace to her, I remember seeing her in, what was that, Will?
I said, yeah, most definitely, rest in peace. She always, exuded, elegance and,
mm-hmm.
class,
Yep.
It was shocking, because you didn't hear her having any problems, and she just passed away like that.
Yeah, from cancer. Yeah. I remember seeing her, what TV show was it?
She was on the show called Julia. That's the show that I put on the map.
Oh, yeah, Julia. But no, I remember seeing her on something else. What is it? Different World. Different World, where she played Marion. Do you remember that?
I'm trying to remember.
She was there for quite a while. She played Marion Gilbert. You got to look it up.
Is she related? Wasn't what's her name again? Wasn't Whitley's last name Gilbert?
Yeah, I think she was her mom or something.
Her mom,
like that.
Right? Yeah, I think so. That would be my assumption.
Yeah. She was on that. She was on a lot of different shows back in the 80s. I mentioned Dynasty. She
mm-hmm.
was also in what's the other show? Perry Mason, Lonesome Dove, the series, which didn't last that long. She appeared on Touched by an Angel. She was even in Roots: The Next Generations.
Oh,
yeah. So she was in a lot of things, back in the day.
Yeah, and one of her famous movies that she was in was Claudine. She was with James Earl Jones. I've never seen that.
Oh,
movie,
yeah.
I've heard of it.
She was also in The Five Heartbeats.
Mm.
Yeah, she's a lot of things, One of the
Hollywood
prominent black actresses we've ever had.
Yep.
So, yeah, again, rest in peace to her.
And you remember, you remember the movie Money Talks?
Oh, yeah. Chris Tucker. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I guess,
of course.
You could say she was kind of loosely, shout out. She wasn't shout
right.
out by name, but they thought, Paul Sorvino's character thought Chris Tucker was Vic Damone's son. And Vic Damone was, I think, married to Diane Carroll.
Right.
In the 70s.
Right.
So they're implying that she's the mother of Chris Tucker's character.
Ah, okay. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Sad, man. Sad. And she passed away from cancer. Beyonce's father.
Right. He got diagnosed recently.
Breast cancer.
Right.
When you think of breast cancer, you think of women having breast cancer.
Yeah.
But he's a guy. He had it.
Yeah. Like Shaq. I heard, like a long time. Probably like about a decade ago. Richard Roundtree. The original Shaq.
Oh yeah, heard about that.
He had it.
Yeah.
Or has it? I assume he had it. I assume it was benign, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I assume it's benign, But
Yeah, he had it. I think that was the first time I ever heard of a man having it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know,
I mean,
it's
not limited to women. You know, men could have it too. So that's why you gotta get your physical exams. Go to your doctor, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, that's crazy news. But moving on from the sad stuff, Joker premiered yesterday. Well, actually, the movie previews were on Thursday. And then you had the official opening on Friday night. And it already set a record for the biggest October opening day ever. It made close to $40 million in Friday domestic ticket sales. And people are saying that it could potentially make $92 million this weekend, you know, which would be the biggest October weekend ever.
Other than the Yankees playing.
Yeah. Other than the Yankees playing, right. But, you know, which other super villain film holds the previous record for biggest October opening weekend?
I'm trying to think of a movie that stars a villain. Venom?
Venom, there you go. Venom. Last year, Venom made $80.3 million for its opening weekend. Looks like Joker might beat the record.
And then next year is going to be Hobgoblin. Green Goblin.
Carnage.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
you could. Boss Business, you can't do a movie about Carnage. I mean, there's no. Like. I mean, like, who the hell is he going to fight? I mean, is it going to be through his perspective about Spider-Man and Venom? Like.
Yeah. You gotta have Venom or Spider-Man there, you know?
Yeah. But it just doesn't work. I mean,
I don't think they would do a separate Carnage. Carnage will probably be in the next Venom movie, most likely.
Yeah, they would just remake Spider-Man for like the 55,000th time. Doing that, which I mean, in that instance, it would make more sense than doing a Carnage film. But
yeah. But and Joker, it's despite all the controversy, is doing well and. I'm going to go see it this week, so I'll give you guys a review without spoiling anything.
Nice.
So next week, expect that review on it once I go see it this week. So, The Walking Dead premieres tomorrow, season 10. It's going to be missing Michonne, right? Because Michonne, last season was her last season.
I think this is her last season.
Oh, this is her last season.
She's gonna be in a few episodes, and then she's not gonna be on the show. I mean, obviously, if you watch the show, you could draw your own conclusion what would happen, because you know 99% of the time we don't know how people leave the show. So,
right.
I mean, I honestly don't know. I don't have any inside scoop or anything like that. But as you can see, what I assume is gonna happen.
Well, they're still dealing with the Whisperers,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that hasn't been resolved yet.
Yep.
And also the thing that hasn't resolved is Negan. Like, what's going to be his role? Because we still don't know. You know, he's not in that prison anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what's going to happen? Is he going to help defeat these Whisperers? Like,
that's my assumption.
Still a lot of questions to be answered, you know?
And I think he's going to do it just for Judith.
Because
he cares about her. If it wasn't for her, he probably would just blow town.
Yeah, he wouldn't care.
Yeah. So I think for her sake, he would fight with them.
Yeah. That's what it's looking like, yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait, you know? Even though, like, you had Rick leave the show, and the show show has gone downhill a bit over the last few years. But you know, I've been watching it, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years. Got to stick with it now, you know.
Yeah,
no turning back. So gotta watch it till the show ends.
until Ash wins the Pokemon Master title.
Yeah.
Which apparently he did recently.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Ash.
Yeah, for determination. Took him 22 years to win the thing. See, folks, that's why you should never give up.
Never.
Even in a fictional
Even
cartoon.
If it takes you two decades. Never give
two
up.
Decades. And you don't age. See, when you love what you're doing, you know, you don't age. You know, you're youthful. You know. Look at Bart Simpson. All he does is mischief, and he hasn't aged either.
Yeah, that's true.
They're both like in the same, they're like in the fourth grade or whatever. 20, 30 years, they're still in the fourth grade or whatever.
Oh, man. So that's that. Time for week 5 fantasy football starts in the NFL. So this week, before I go into it, just want to give you an update on my fantasy football record right now. So I'm in the Yahoo League, as I told you guys. Right now I am 4-0. And it's a 10-team league, 4-0 right now. Hopefully it could stay intact, but you never know, because anything can happen in fantasy football. So we'll see if I could remain undefeated for the season, which I don't think is going to happen, but it'd be nice. But for now, I have an unbeaten record. So,
well, let me tell you something, brother. You're only going to be undefeated, dude, until I surprise you and show you that I have joined your league, brother.
Yeah, well, we'll see, man, because this week is going to be tough. Because I'm playing an opponent who's 2-2, but they've been red hot lately. So, again, anything can happen. But here's my picks to start this week. Quarterback, I'm going with Tom Brady against the Redskins, because the Redskins, you know, their defense is trash. They've allowed 10 touchdown passes, 21 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. And right now, Tom Brady's having a very good season with the Patriots, so I think you got to start him at quarterback if you have him. At running back, I'm going with Mark Ingram against the Steelers. Steelers' defense has been awful against the run, and the Ravens have been very good running the ball, so I think Mark Ingram is going to be having a field day with the Steelers. Wide receiver, I'm going with Julian Edelman against the Redskins. Redskins have been awful against the slot receivers. They allow fifth most fantasy points to that position. And I think Edelman, who runs the slot most of the time, I think he'll have a great game against the Redskins. Tight end, I'm going with Austin Hooper against the Texans. He's top 10 tight end right now. And the Texans, they give up a lot of points to tight ends. So I think Austin Hooper's going to have a very good game against them. Kicker, I'm going with Will Lutz against the Buccaneers. And at defense, I'm going with the Patriots against the Redskins, because the Redskins right now, their offense is not that great. And I think with New England's very good defense, they're going to take advantage of that. So those are my stardoms for week 5. And with that, time to wrap it up. Will, you got any last thoughts, words, sayings, shout-outs, anything?
Yeah, you know, check out my YouTube channel, Sports Engine TV, and check out my, you know, my channel, Sports Engine, on Block Talk Radio. Check out the old school episodes, and I should be up with all new episodes very soon. So keep your eyes posted on that. Again, I apologize for the hiatus.
All right,
current hiatus, but stay tuned. I'm gonna be back soon. I promise.
All right. So you sound like you're crying at her.
It sucks that, you know, I'm on this hiatus.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I'm going to be back. Better
all
than
right.
ever.
So, yep, listen to Will's show, his current show on YouTube. And hopefully he'll be back soon on Block Talk Radio here. So, keep an eye on that, and keep an eye on this show. We will be back next week. every Saturday at 10 p.m. only on Block Talk Radio. So for me and Will, we will see you next week. Peace.